Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Forever 35. It's a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or mental health professional as needed.
And look, we are socially distanced from the whole world. We really love to hear from you. Not to sound too like desperate or lonely right now, but we're desperate and lonely. So please call us or leave us a text message at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter at forever35pod and on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group, where the password is serums.
Please do. Please do. Especially if you are, like me, feeling lonely and desperate. Oh, do I sound sad? Well. I know. I'm just, you know, just hitting that like that core space where I'm like, when was the last time I talked to a barista at a coffee shop?
Oh, I know.
It was almost a year ago. That's cool. That's great.
Kate. Mm. But you've been reading a book. Tell me about this book.
Dori. took me a little while, but I was finally able to read a book and keep reading a book. Now, I haven't finished.
Okay.
I'm halfway through, but that is big progress for me.
That's amazing.
It's been hard. And let me tell you, this is for my people who like a sexy book.
Is that why you said it's been hard?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
I mean, maybe this book is just seeping into my subconscious. I am currently reading a book called The Roommate. It is by Rosie Dannon. I believe it is their debut novel. Don't quote me on that. I have to go check the author's website, but I think, it is. It's their debut novel. And it is about a socialite who moves to Los Angeles kind of on a whim, which I won't spoil too much for you. And the roommate that she moves in with happens to be a very sexy porn star.
Oh, how convenient.
And like, this book has a real great feminist edge. He's really into giving women pleasure. It's just, look, if you want a sweet, affable porn star in your life, look no further than Josh Darling, the main character of this book. Well, not the main. The main character is Clara, the woman who moves to the West Coast. Anyway, look, everybody, this has been a light, fun romp of a read. If you're looking for like a real orgasmic, fun book,
yeah,
check this one out.
This is it. Okay.
This is a good one. This is a fun one.
That's quite a wreck.
Well, you know, listen, I got to spice it up over here.
Oh, don't I know it.
But, you know, there is one listener who I recommended the book, I think it was The Hating Game, and then they recommended it to their book club, and they have since, like, written us a couple times to say that the book club was, like, scandalized because there's some, like, boning in it. So let me be very clear. This is a book with sex. So if that is not your speed, then it's not for you.
There you go. And not everything is for everyone, and that's fine.
That's what this whole show is about. Take it or leave it. We are here for you no matter what.
We are. Well, you know, I have a wreck today too.
It's such a Dory wreck that, like, I had a loving chuckle when I saw it.
So it's another French show on Netflix.
Quelle surprise, Dory.
Touché. It's called The Hookup Plan. And it's about, I actually think that you will enjoy it, Kate, I have to say. It's about a 30-year-old woman who's kind of like down on her luck. Like she hasn't been able to get over this breakup that happened a while ago. She's moved back in with her dad. She works in this like dead end job. Her office is in a basement. Like she's just kind of like a sad sack. But she has these two friends, and one of them takes it upon herself to hire a sex worker to go on a couple of dates with her to like break her dry spell and like orchestrate. This all comes out in the first like 15 minutes of the show. So and okay, it's like the okay. premise of the show. So I'm not like spoiling anything, but like orchestrates a whole thing for how this sex worker just happens to meet her. It's very funny. And then a kind of like reverse Pretty Woman situation happens, except that the woman doesn't know that the guy is a sex worker. And it's very funny. Her two friends are hilarious in different ways. One of them is super pregnant. The other one is this kind of like wild single person. It's really a joy to watch. I'm really enjoying it. And there's no nudity so far, but there is implied oral sex, vaginal sex, various methods of sex. And the guy is very attractive in a French way.
I love where this is going.
So I'm about halfway through the first season, really enjoying it. And I recommend it. Probably not something to watch with your kids, though. I will say.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, look, we've got some nice titillating recommendations for this week.
We do. We really do. I also started watching Borgen. Have you watched Borgen?
No, but is it Australian?
No, it's Danish.
Okay, no, I haven't.
It's like the Danish House of Cards, sort of. But like the stakes feel much lower in a weird way. But it's interesting. I'm also enjoying it, but not as much as I'm enjoying The Hookup Plan. But people like love Borgen. They're like obsessed with Borgen. So I think I had very high expectations for it. And again, like I'm enjoying it. It's entertaining. But I think also I watched it too late. Like our current political situation is such a fucking circus that like the stakes of Borgen, the precipitating event that sets off this like scandal is that the prime minister uses his government credit card to buy his wife some purses. And like that threatens to take down the government. And I'm sort of like, okay.
Yeah, you're like,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Simpler times.
Right. So there is a very like simpler time, simpler country sort of vibe to everything. But that said, I am enjoying it. The main character is a woman. And, you know, she's juggling like having two kids and trying to like form a government as one does. So that's my other, foreign TV recommendation. So there we go.
I love that you're really dipping a toe or two into the foreign TV world. I mean, foreign for us Americans.
Yes. Well, you know, really just trying to broaden my horizon since I can't go anywhere.
You can't literally broaden them. So why not do it?
Exactly. I
mean, that is how we get exposed. That's why TV is so magical.
It is so magical. So there you go.
Well, these recommendations are currently providing both of us, I think, with a nice healthy dose of sexy self-care.
Yeah. Why not? But Kate, you had kind of a rough day today.
Well,
you want to talk about it?
I mean, just for a hot second before we take a break, I'll just say that, you know, I'm having one of my anxiety spiral days where I have the, where I have the tornado next to me. Our friend sent you and I a text that started with the words, "a gentle reminder." And I thought I was in trouble. Like, this is kind of the mindset that I'm in. A lot of my anxiety circles around like hurting people or making mistakes or being bad. And I was like, oh my God, I've done something wrong. And someone has to give me a gentle reminder text message. And then of course the text message was just was a gentle reminder to change our air filters because the air is so bad here. The filters are getting gross. And it was just those words. I don't know if the words "a gentle reminder" are put like set people off or if it's just the state I'm in today mentally, but I like my stomach dropped and that I was like, oh, you're really like, I know I don't want to say I'm advanced enough in understanding my anxiety. That's not what I mean, but I know my anxiety well enough to know what I'm in. But
yes.
I did give you a little heads up because I just was like having a lot of anxiety about work and all sorts. You know, I could make a list. I could make a very long list. So I'm going to CBT myself, do some CBT exercises. That's cognitive behavioral therapy. Mm-hmm. When we're done recording, and I might actually also meditate just to try to like calm myself down.
Nice.
Nothing is perfect. Nothing works 100%, but just some tools in my toolbox.
Great.
I'm going to crack them open.
I love that you have that toolbox.
You know, the Indigo Girls wrote "Hammer and a Nail" about me and my anxiety toolbox.
Okay.
That's me getting my tools out.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you are able to deal with this, and I hope you feel better. And let's take a short break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh.
And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back with a question that I feel like we don't get very often, but that like makes perfect sense for us to get.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled we've been asked.
Same. All right, I will take it away. Hey, Kat and Dora, wondering if we could open the phone lines for pajama recommendations. I am now 36, and it feels like time to update my pajama drawer. Think the kind of pajamas you would pack to go to Dory's hotel. The two pairs of grown-up pajamas I have bring me a lot of joy. I got both from J. Crew on sale. Wondering if you or listeners have any suggestions for pajama sets or brands. I see Instagram ads for companies like Lake and Somersault, and I don't mind spending a bit more, but it's hard to invest in pricey jammies without knowing if they are, quote, worth it.
Okay. Dory, what do you wear to sleep most of the time?
Okay, so most of the time I wear a pair of like kind of flannely pajama bottoms from Target and a top from a pajama company called Sleepy Jones, a short sleeve top.
Sleepy Jones.
Sleepy Jones. Which I love. The Sleepy Jones, if you want to like, Sleepy Jones pajamas are expensive. I got a set of Sleepy Jones pajamas, a short sleeve top and a pair of shorts. And the shorts I never really loved, but I really like the top. At like a sample sale once. They were doing like a pop-up sample sale a few years ago. But their pajamas are an indulgence. So I just want to make that clear. Like if you're looking for a fancy pair of pajamas, this is they. So that is what I currently wear to bed. I should also say the pajama company Eberjay was kind enough to send us some pajamas and I like them. They're very soft. However, I got the pants and they're long. So that was probably not a problem for you, Kate.
Nope, they fit me just right.
So maybe if you're tall, the Eberjay long pajamas would work for you. But I really like the feel of those pajamas, and they are also kind of an indulgence. They are also, I would say, on the pricier side.
Yeah, I have been wearing them since we received them, and I really like them. I will say I split the seam in the butt of the pants.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know what that says about the strength of my butt, but I'm kind of proud. You know, I will tell you, the pajamas that I go to, and I tried some fancier ones, but I like my Costco pajamas that I just pick up when I'm looking for bulk raspberries. And I'm like, why don't I take a little detour into this pajama section? And then I see a pajama set and I get it. The Costco pajamas are my favorite pajamas. I mean, honestly, not, you know, they're not the fanciest or the most expensive, but I find them to be the most comfortable. I personally prefer, if I'm wearing a pant pajama, Dory, I prefer it to have like to taper at the ankle so it doesn't ride up. Like the pajama pants that are kind of flowy, I'm getting used to them, but I don't love them as much. I will say I bought myself those Lunia pajama sets.
Yes, yes. And?
And I don't love them.
Okay.
Like I actually like their, I do like their sleep mask. But I bought like the shorts and tank tops Lunia pajama set. And I wouldn't personally, like it's fine, but I just find the shorts right up my butt. And like, I'm constantly just like, ugh, this is slightly uncomfortable. I'd rather be in my Costco pajamas. Also Stork advertised on our show and they have a set on their website. They sell maternity clothing that can be worn if you are not pregnant. And they have this lounge set that I wear to bed and I love it. I love it. It's so comfortable. I wear the pants and the tank top to bed. So that is also on the pricier side. And I don't know if it's supposed to be, you know, it says a set of PJs. I love the tank top and the pants from this set. So
go ahead.
No, you.
Okay. Well, I just want to put in another plug for the Stars Above line at Target. I think their stuff is super cute. The price is right. Recommend.
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to a brand I've never tried in terms of pajamas, but my mom always wore, later in her life, Garnet Hill pajamas.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Now, I have been very tempted to buy myself a pair and I just have not done it.
Okay.
Now I realize I'm recommend, maybe this listener was looking for like kind of like more youthful, sexy, cool pajamas. These are like decidedly mom-esque. But I'm kind of learning, like, I think the Lunia PJs kind of like changed my mind on pajamas, where like the best looking is not always the most comfortable for sleep.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
And I would say, like, at Dory's Hotel, we welcome all kinds of pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, I don't know what you're going to Dory's Hotel for. If you're just going for some like quiet time alone, some R&R, maybe you want some, like the comfiest pajamas you can find. If you're going for like sexy times with the bread baker, look, I don't know. I don't know what you want to get out of Dory's Hotel.
Your pajamas are going to be just the crumbs of his scones, or excuse me, the crumbs of their scones that they sexily sprinkle all over your body.
Yeah.
If anyone has any recommendations for brands, we'd love to hear them and to share them.
Yeah, totally. So I mean, let us know.
Sometimes a big old t-shirt's your best choice.
That's true. It's true.
All right.
Okay.
Here's another listener email. I have a question I'm hoping you and your listeners can help me with. I went to the dentist today and the doctor suggested I get braces. I had Invisalign several years ago, and while it improved my smile, it messed up my bite. Only my back teeth touch when I bite down, which they say could lead to jaw problems down the road. I agree I should get braces, but I'd rather put it off 5 to 10 years. I'm having a hard time imagining doing it now. I'm young, 29, single, trying to explore the world as much as possible and hoping to meet my person sooner than later. None of my friends seem to understand this issue, so I'm wondering if there are people out there who don't have perfect teeth or a perfect bite. Are they getting along just fine? Or like, do I really need to get braces right now? Also, I can't remember what it's like to make out with braces or with a person who has braces. LOL, LOL. Never thought I'd be worrying about this as I approach 30. Sigh. Eyes fill with tears. Thanks again for the podcast. And side note, I've added two product recs to my skincare routine, CeraVe Skin Renewing Night Cream and Pixi Glow Tonic. Love them.
Wow. Okay. So this is an interesting question because I never had braces.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah. And my bottom teeth are crooked. So I have thought about getting braces as an adult. And like, to answer this listener's question, are they getting along just fine? Yes. Like my crooked teeth are not really, like, they're not so bad that I like have to get braces. They're like slightly annoying. So yes, I'm getting along just fine. But I don't know what your situation is.
Well, I mean, the listener says that this could lead to jaw problems down the road. I mean, I would suggest you get a second opinion and also be very clear with the orthodontist with whom you're speaking that, like, can I ask if you can put it off for 5 to 10 years? Like, I mean, Dory and I do not work in teeth. We don't. I mean, I barely brush mine. So we don't know if it's okay to put it off. But that's a great question for them. And, like, look. Obviously, we wish vanity was not a thing, but it is. It is a part of us and part of our society. And, like, I get it. I get not wanting to be 30 and single and dating and wearing braces. Like, I get it. Ideally, in a perfect world, someone would love you and be attracted to you no matter what. And be, but, like, I get it. I get what you're saying, listener. So I think, well, if you can wait, go for it.
I guess my question also is, like, how long would you have to wear the braces for? Because we are still in a pandemic. Like, now might actually not be a bad time to get braces.
That's a fair point. Another thing I do want to mention is that braces are expensive, and you should, like, you know, if it's financially not viable, then that's something to weigh. Also, I don't know if your insurance covers it, but I would flag that as well. But certainly, if it's a health related issue, that seems really important. So my vote
that's
is
true. That is true.
My vote is second opinion. And ultimately, listener, it'll be okay no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Courtney calling from Maryland. And I made myself a note to give you all a call after you were talking about people who get up really early and organize their life that way. And I'm not calling about me, but I am calling about my mother, who... Well, I'm 40, so when I was a baby, she decided to organize her life around getting up really early so that she could get most of her exercise, chores, and everything done before we needed her and before she would head off to work. And when we were really little, she worked 3 days a week and then worked full-time once we were a little bit older. She's a nurse. She's just turned 70, and she's probably retiring next year, but she's still going. And she got up at 2 to 3 a.m. most of my childhood, and in fact still gets up that early, maybe even earlier these days, because she doesn't have any reason to stay up really late. My stepdad was never quite as early as her, but he was a physician, so he had early hours too. Now he's been retired for quite some time and has Parkinson's, and so they just live their life. But yeah, she goes to bed by 7 o'clock every night. She's asleep. Oftentimes gets a little sleepy a little bit before then. And that's just the life that she lives. The plus for her is that she really doesn't mind daylight savings time and losing sunshine because she loves it to be dark. And she'll get up and do the Stairmaster or go for walks in her neighborhood, which being in California is much easier for her to do. So I have many and many and many a family story about this wacky lifestyle choice that my mom has made. But it really has worked for her. She's super Virgo, super nurse, super mom. So structure is part of her lifestyle. Well, thank you for all your episodes. I really enjoy you. You've been pretty amazing through everything during COVID. Bye.
Wow.
What to even make of this? 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Can you imagine, like, tucking in between 6 and 7?
No.
Like, not, and I'm sure for a job or like for a, like, it just sounds like this
exactly.
is a preference. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
But imagine the productivity as the world slumbers around you.
I know, but like, you miss so much.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I love hearing all these different ways of managing one's day.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Mm. Well, thank you. Your mom sounds amazing. You probably got a lot of middle of the night emails from your mother.
Totally. It's when she does all her business.
Yeah. All right, Dory, we're going to pause again and we'll be back.
Okay. All right. We are back. Kate, someone called in.
Oh, yeah, Dory.
It is after your own heart.
I found an ally.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Claire from Boston calling, and I had my very first pause the pod moment. I'm sorry, you may hear traffic in the background. I'm walking to Starbucks. Because, Kate, I just heard you say that you have stopped brushing your teeth in the morning during core. I stopped as soon as core started, embarrassingly enough, because our usual ritual was I would brush my teeth and have my son brush my teeth as I was getting him ready for daycare. And it was a family thing. But once you stop going to daycare, we stopped brushing our teeth, which is probably not the best idea. And now, thankfully for us, he's back in daycare safely masked and all of that. And now we're back to brushing our teeth in the morning, which is probably, again, better for all of our teeth. So that just made me think of it. Thank you so much for your pod. And we hope that you and Dory and all of your loved ones are staying well. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
What a sweet message.
Oh, gosh.
We hope your loved ones are doing well.
Yeah. Thank you for for this. All right. Well, we're going to stay on the subject of teeth with another voicemail.
We're toothing it here at the end of the show.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Had to pause the pod. I am a twice-a-day flosser. Dory asked for, you know, the motivations of a twice-daily flosser. And I can tell you, have you ever smelled the floss after your flossing? It smells disgusting. Maybe that's just me, but I feel like sometimes when I meet people who have bad breath, like, they just gotta floss. So that's why I'm doing it twice a day. If you smell it, it might motivate you. That's all. Maybe I'm just gross. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
So my mother-in-law actually weighed in on this to me directly. She told me that her dentist has suggested flossing twice a day to prevent gingivitis.
Well, this was a very recent intention for me, which I will discuss
on our
next full-length episode. But I got to tell you, Dory, I'm enjoying flossing twice a day.
Oh, ho, ho.
There's something about the morning floss that just feels like you're really getting everything that you could have missed the night before.
Yeah. I hear that.
So, I mean, maybe your mother-in-law's dentist, maybe they know something about this. I don't know.
Maybe they're on to something, those dentists. All right. One last voicemail on this topic.
Hey, Kate and Dory. This is Molly from Southern California. First time, long time, and I had to pause the pod to call in, as they say, when you were talking about the flossers, the twice-a-day flossers. I am not one of those people, but I married one, and he, honestly, I think his motivation is to bother me. I don't know. He flosses so aggressively all over the house. And then he throws his floss away, and I swear he never makes it all the way into the trash can. I don't know what it is. It's always, like, artfully draped on the side of the trash can. But he's got great gum health, and, you know, he would tell you that that's his motivation. And he has started flossing our two-year-old's teeth 2 times a day as well. So this is apparently something that I will be living with forever. But I guess, you know, that's the price you pay for no cavities. I don't know. I have not converted to being a twice-a-day flosser. I'm still an evening flosser, and I feel like that's the camp to be in. But those people do exist, and I married one of them. So anyways, thanks for the pod. I love it and appreciate all you guys do. Have a good one.
I love this.
I played this. I was happened to be working, and my entire family was like around me getting dinner ready. And Anthony, as he heard this voicemail, was like, did you talk about how I floss all day long? And I was like, no, I didn't, because I didn't want to embarrass you on the podcast. But now that you asked, Anthony is an all day flosser.
Wow.
I think it's like an oral thing for him. You know how some people chew gum or chew on pen caps? He has those little like
interesting
placker things that I believe you recommended very mm-hmm. early on in our show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I literally find these things all over my house because the man flosses while he works. It drives me bonkers.
Wow.
So that's what I'm living with, listeners. So solidarity to you. That's it. That's what's happening in my house. You don't live with a flosser, like an obsessive flosser?
No, I don't.
No, you're better off.
Am I though?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
If your mother-in-law needs to get in there and talk to her son.
I know. Exactly. All right. We have reached the activity of the day portion of the show. And our activity today is to listen to a new podcast called Say Their Name. It is a series that memorializes Black people who have been assaulted or killed by police. And what they have done is they've gone and talked to the families and people kind of closely involved in the cases of people who were killed by police or assaulted by police. And it's, you know, it's really powerful. And we highly suggest that you give it a listen.
Yeah, we'll give a link to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dory, it's been great as always. And listeners, we really appreciate you joining us. So thanks for listening.
We do. Bye, everyone.